place where it has been quite possibly the longest day ever. I mean, first of all, my boss just was just so frustrating all day, just giving me the crappiest of case files to have to deal with, and then the people in the office just, I mean, it's drag and click, not one, not the other, both together, not double click, not right click, drag and click. Just, I'm so glad it's Friday. I can just leave and I can go and I can go somewhere and get a drink and just calm down and relax, and it's just going to be nice. It's going to be nice to be able to relax and know that I don't have to do anything. So I think I'm just going to go down to the bar and sit there and have a nice, I don't know, glass of wine, maybe a measure of whiskey or something, I don't know. I'll see how it goes. So I walk into the bar and I sit down and I give the bartender that knowing nod. He just kind of smiles, that smile that he's given to people 1,000 times, and does a slight nod in return. He picks up the bottle, brings it over to me and sets it down in the bar. He leaves me just a single glass on the mahogany worktop. And so I pour it out. I pour a single measure just of a fine Irish whiskey. I bring it up to my nose and I inhale deeply. And I can smell the rich burnt wood, the vanilla and the flowers. And it's glorious. It just helps me relax and it just sends these sparks shooting through my brain as it just, it's just the sharp smell of the alcohol just makes me remember it's the weekend and I can finally relax. I just sip some of that sweet golden nectar into my mouth and swirl it around on my tongue, just tasting that slow burn. And I close my eyes and I savour it. And it's glorious and it just washes away all the troubles of the day. And I swallow and just feeling a fire in my throat is luxurious. And after that first mouthful, I open my eyes and I can just feel my body melt a bit. It's so nice just feeling all the stress and the worry and the annoyance just wash away. And with my eyes open, I look up into the mirror just behind the bar, reflecting through 1,000 glass bottles. And I can see women laughing. I look past the reflection of myself, me just sitting on a bar stool, alone in my suit. Just the very thin, slight pinstripe. My clean white shirt, the nice deep maroon coloured tie, and I see you. You're there with a work colleague, maybe a girlfriend. You've just had a late lunch. I've got off work early and I managed to catch a glimpse of you, and you're beautiful. You're wearing this, just this striking red dress, which makes you stand out of everyone in the bar. And you're sitting at the restaurant part, and I can't help but look at you. I mean, I don't want to turn round because I don't want to get caught. But I'm just absolutely transfixed by you. I strain to see because it's just so far away looking through the mirror, but at your reflection, but it's just, you've got this beautiful blonde fair hair that just kind of sweeps over the corner of your eye and down your face. And you're laughing and you're joking with your girlfriend, and you've got this shy, coy little smile on your face, and it is so enticing. You're rolling a wine glass around in your hand, and there's a deep red wine that's just kind of lolling about in the bottom of the glass. You're just sipping the last couple of mouthfuls, and your girlfriend just turns and leaves and leaves you alone. You're just finishing off the wine, and you take the last mouthful and you go to set the glass down, and my heart just begins to pound a little bit. I don't quite want you to leave yet. And I know that you're gonna go soon, and I've just gotta do something. I can't just let you go. So I'm nervous though. You've caught me off guard, and I want to stop you from leaving, but I'm a little bit intimidated, to be honest. So I pound down the rest of that measure of whiskey, and it burns so good, but I feel this, just the sudden rush that fire in my belly gives me. And I spin around on the stool, and I stand on my feet. I'm still very steady because I've literally only had one drink. But that one drink is enough to give me the courage to go over and screw it. I'm gonna talk to you. Hi there, my name, sorry, hi, I just, sorry, and you laugh. You can see that I'm embarrassed and a little bit nervous still. You can see that my tie is still tied tight, and I still look very formal. Even though I'm in a bar and the lights are slightly low. Hi. I couldn't help but notice you, and notice that you're finished up. I'd like to buy you a drink. My name's Josh. You smile and you give that kind of coy, shy look again. Your eyes dart to the floor just because you're a little bit embarrassed. No one's just ever approached you like this before, and it's a little bit exhilarating, actually. A little bit flattering. You look back up again and you nod. My name's Jessica, you say. Jessica. Jessica. It's very nice to meet you, Jessica, I say. Now, what can I get you? Say, another glass of wine, or would you like something else? You just simply raise your glass to me. And I understand. Have a seat somewhere and I'll come and bring us some drinks back. So you look around, you've been sitting in the centre of the restaurant, and you feel like a bit of a change of scene. You look over into a corner and there's a booth. Just a circular booth. Not too big. Just enough for 3 or 4 people, but there's a lamp hanging down from the ceiling, just illuminating the table in front. And you choose to go over there. You pick up your bag and you walk over, your heels clicking against the floor as you move. Meanwhile, I'm standing at the bar just watching you. Watching as your long, shapely legs just slide along. Watching as your hips sway just a little bit. Just making promises in my mind that I don't know if they'll ever be fulfilled. A bottle of house red, please, ask the bartender. He lifts the bottle of whiskey back off the countertop and hands me a bottle of red wine and 2 glasses. I pay him with a generous tip because I'm excited. Excited to meet a beautiful woman. Excited for conversation. I'm just excited. Carrying the 2 glasses and the bottle of red wine over, my heart begins to pound again just as I approach you. I've already introduced myself and I guess I broke the ice with my wonderful introduction. I settle into the booth beside you. Just that little bit closer than mere acquaintances would. Not too much close inside your personal space, but close enough that we can both realise that there's a level of attraction here. I set both glasses down on the table in front of us, underneath the light, and I left the bottle. Pouring the wine out into the glasses and watching as it just slowly sloshes around in the bottom. the legs from the alcohol just draining down the side slightly, showing that it's ever so fine bottle. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to enjoy the company. So I reach over and I hand your glass to you. I take mine in my right hand and you in yours. And I say to new acquaintances. To new acquaintances. We toast and our glasses clink together. The ring of the glasses sounds throughout our booth and reverberates on just for a few seconds. And we're looking at each other while this is happening, and it's electric. So then, Jessica, what are you doing here? You explain how you were there, just meeting a friend, catching up on old times. Just kind of getting to know each other again, I guess. You asked me the same, and I kind of sugarcoat my story a little bit, wanting to make a good first impression. I tell you about my job and how I work for a local government organisation, just nothing too fantastic, just, you know, something that pays the bills, something that allows me to live. Work hard, play hard. The conversation just flows. It's just satisfying. It's just nice. It's good to be able to just talk to a woman and not worry about impressing her or worrying about what she'll think. I mean, it just feels right. I don't know why, but you just put me at ease, Jessica. I don't know, you seem a little bit shy and reserved. And it's that little bit of hair that just drapes over your eye, which just gives it away. I don't feel the need to impress you like I have with when talking to other women, but there's just something about you that I can't quite put my finger on. I can see that you're quite happy to talk to me. You're asking me questions and telling me little stories about yourself. I'm telling you little embarrassing moments about myself, using a bit of self-deprecating humour. And it's just fantastic. It just feels natural and wonderful and exciting, and I don't know, I mean, we talk about everything and nothing. We talk about our jobs and where we live, and we talk about where we'd like to travel someday. We talk about our hobbies. We talk about so many different things. And every single time one of us keeps talking, the other is just completely enthralled. I mean, the tension is just absolutely palpable right now. It is wonderful and it is glorious and it is, oh, so frustrating as well. I don't know what's going on. I find like this situation is just so hard to read because is it my body? Is it my mind? Is it my heart? Are these the things which are telling me that this is exciting? Or what is it? You're just mesmerizing, Jessica. I love hearing these stories about you and listening to you talk. Just hearing the words just flow over your lips and the way your tongue just caresses some of the syllables is, it's captivating. And as you tell me your stories, you can see my eyes just flicker down at your lips every so often. You're not quite sure whether it's because the music in the bar is quite loud or is it because I want to kiss you? I begin to relax a lot more and off comes the jacket to my suit. I roll up my sleeves on my clean white shirt. I loosen my tie ever so slightly and just undo my top button. You look at me as I do this, as I still regale you with the story of how I like to go rock climbing every so often. At the mention of me carrying out physical activity, you raise a single eyebrow. I tell you about going to the gym and a slow smirk appears on your face. You can see that I work out. You can see how the white cotton just is spread tightly across my chest. You watch as the muscles in my forearm flex as I roll my shirt sleeves up to my elbows. I think I even maybe see you at one point lick your lips. Seeing that you're attracted to me makes me feel things that I haven't felt for a woman in a while. Not just arousal, but attraction and the excitement of meeting someone new who's interesting and who is a joy to talk to. Tell me more about yourself, Jessica, I say. And you start to talk and you tell me about your family and you tell me about more about your job. You tell me about your home. You tell me about things you like, about your favourite foods, and just at points I don't know whether I phase in and out of the conversation because I just can't stop thinking about kissing you, just watching your lips move and looking into your eyes and seeing this kind of, is it blue, is it green, I don't know, it seems like your eyes seem to change colour just as the excitement in you rises and falls as you talk to me. And it's just wonderful. All of a sudden the lights get turned up in the bar. And I look at my watch and we've been here for hours. Just talking and sharing our lives with each other and sharing our stories and our experiences, and time has just raced away. The bartender comes over and takes our empty wine bottle. We've been here for so long, we didn't even realise that we had finished it. But we're not drunk, we're not tipsy, it's just, we're relaxed. I'm relaxing in the company of good friends, of good people. It's worth more than money can buy, really. We begin to exit the booth and, like a gentleman, I let you go first. The rest of the bar is already empty and all the other patrons have long since left. I give the bartender one last smile and a nod, and he smiles and nods back. We don't need to exchange any words, we don't need to say anything. And there he is, just wishing me luck in my future endeavours. I leave a sizable tip for him, just because he's obviously a man who knows when to just let a couple talk. And I'm thankful for it. So I walk you out of the bar and we're standing along the edge of the seafront where the bar and restaurant's located. The sweet, warm, salty smell of the air just assaults my senses and it awakens me again. You shiver slightly as the cool air rushes over your bare shoulders. I wrap my jacket around you and say, "Let's walk." And we walk side by side, not saying anything, just being together. And we can both feel the tension rising again. We can both feel how we're excited and we're happy to be alive, just sharing this moment together and reveling in this experience. We walk further along the seafront, just listening to the waves crash on the shore and just hearing the roar of the ocean. I grow a bit braver and I reach out and I take your hand in mine. You look up at me and all I do is smile. And I'm so thankful that you smile back. For the first time as well, I can see underneath that cute little bit of hair that covers over the side of your face. And I can actually see your face for the first time now. Can I just say that you're really, really pretty, Jessica? A soft thank you just escapes from your lips and it's wonderful. We're just walking along hand in hand and we're just alone. There's not another soul in sight. We're walking along occasionally, stepping into the light that's just spilling out of the streetlights. Walking into these warm orange cones of light, interspersed by just these small sections of darkness on the seafront. We've only known each other for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 hours. But I swear it feels like it's a lifetime. I mean, we've shared so many stories and so many intimate experiences and it's been glorious so far. I don't know, is it infatuation? Is it the wine talking? Is it just pure lust? I mean, I don't even know. All I know is that it's intoxicating and I want more of it. And looking at you, I can tell that you do as well. We walk along and we just keep walking and walking. And eventually we reach a small play park and we sit down in the swings side by side. I in my suit and you in your dress. Us sitting down in the swings and swinging, just recapturing our misspent youth, feeding our inner child. The creak of the swing as we move back and forth is, it just brings back floods of memories as a child, just wanting to go higher and higher on the swings, feeling like you're invincible. Never wanting to stop. And we swing back and forth, just talking, still sharing, still getting to know each other. Looking over at each other and catching fleeting glimpses of the other looking at us. And shyly looking away because we know we've got caught. It's getting a bit colder now and, well, it's getting late too. It's Saturday tomorrow and neither of us have to work, but still we just want to get out of the cold. we hail a taxi and we step inside, just the warm air of the taxi just flowing over our skin, the sudden change in temperature giving us goosebumps, causing the hairs on our arms just to rise up that little bit. You're feeling bolder now as well. You lean over to me and you look as though you're about to whisper something in my ear. And you give me a soft kiss on the cheek. I've really enjoyed myself tonight, you say. But I don't want it to end just yet. The taxi driver maneuvers the taxi through the streets, winding back and forth, turning left and right. The neon streetlights just shining their blazing white light through the windows of the cab, just occasionally illuminating and then shadowing your face. I take your hand in mine again because I don't really want to let go. But it's different this time. It's not like it's our hand in each other's hand. Because this time our fingers are entwined. I don't want it to end either, Jessica. Tell the driver change of plan and instruct him to come back to my apartment. We're so busy just looking at each other, talking, stroking our fingertips over one another, that we barely even remember that we've arrived. Hardly get out of the cab and run round to your side, opening the door like an actual gentleman does. You seem flattered. That excites me. I hope I'm not being too forward, Jessica, I say, as I let ourselves in the front door of my apartment building. Just thought you might appreciate a coffee or a nightcap. As we climb the stairs to the first floor, we pass by just so many apartments and hearing the blast of TV and of music as people revel in parties in their homes. We're wanting to take the stairs just because it'll allow us to spend that little bit extra time together. But there's a crowd of people spilling out from one of the apartments. They're having a party and some loud, abrasive rock music just spills out of their door. So we decide to take the lift up to my apartment. I'm on the 11th floor, just a couple of floors from the top. The lift arrives and we both step inside. the fluorescent tubing just casting a shadow down over your face. All I can see is just the tip of your nose and the slight protrusions of your lips. And you look wonderfully kissable. Jessica, I move to say, but you take a step forward, close up to me, and you raise a single solitary finger and place it against my lips. You don't even need to say anything. As you look into my eyes, and I know, I raise my hand to your cheek and stroke it. I move just that, a little bit of hair covering your face, and just tuck it in behind your ear. I want to see your face. I want to see all of your beautiful face, Jessica. And I move in. And I kiss you. Oh, I kiss you so much. And just the feelings that explode inside me. The sensation of you on my lips. Tasting the sweetness of the wine from earlier. I can smell the heady scent of your perfume. And it just fills my nose. And I can feel my body reacting. My hands are around your waist and I squeeze slightly, pulling your body just that little bit closer to mine. You're so beautiful. So pretty, Jessica. You reach up and you stroke my hair, running a couple of fingertips over my cheek. The doors open and arm in arm we walk out of the lift. It's only been a chaste little innocent kiss, just our lips touching, but it's been perfect. We quickly arrive at my door and I start fumbling for my keys. My hands are shaking a little bit and I'm nervous and I can't quite get the key in the door. You giggle softly. Calm down, you say. Down, Josh. I breathe deeply, breathing in through my nose and exhaling through my mouth, just trying to catch my breath. The door swings open and we both move inside. We feel like we know what we want to happen, but we're scared. We're nervous. We've only just met. But yet the intensity of what we feel is, it's just I don't know. I've never felt like this, Jessica. I've never done anything quite so, I don't know, quite so impulsive. I'm not normally like this. And you take a step closer to me. And another step. Your beauty's just intimidating for me and I can't move. I don't want to move. I'm scared that I'm going to ruin the moment by doing the wrong thing. And you lean forward, your head just dipping that little bit closer to mine. And our lips touch again. Soft, low moan just escapes my lips, and I'm embarrassed because just the feel of your lips on mine is simply wonderful. You take my hand in yours and you say, "Where's the bedroom?" I point, and my breath is just catching in my throat because I've never been so incredibly attracted to someone. You gently encourage me to walk, and you pull me forward towards my bedroom. The large queen-size bed with the fresh sheets is there, and there's some moonlight that spills in through the window. The large panes of glass just letting us see out. Letting us see just across the ocean, with the city just off to the distance in the left. It's beautiful, and it's a sight to behold, but it just pales into insignificance because seeing you standing there in that just awe-inspiring, breathtaking red dress, and those heels which just do the most indescribable things to your calves. And to see you standing there in my room is, Jessica, Jessica. You gently seat me on the edge of the bed. And you sit down next to me. We hold hands again because, I don't know, holding hands is just so intimate. And we lie back, just watching as the moonlight spills over both of us, as it pours in through the window. "I don't know if I'm ready," you begin to say. I don't care. I don't care that you're not ready. I mean, I don't even mind that. I guess what I'm trying to say is that just being in your presence is more than enough for me. I don't know, it's... I just feel like I want to be tender with you. Like I want to be intimate and romantic and... I don't know, just... You make me want to protect you and just to cradle you in my arms. I lean back against the headboard, just slowly removing my tie, listening as silk slides over silk. And then silk slides over cotton as I pull the tie from around my neck, throwing it into a heap in the corner, not minding where it lands because, quite frankly, you're more important. And you lean back into me, my arm around you. I hold you in my arms, Jessica, and it just feels wonderful. Just the feeling of your warm body against mine. Feeling your hands just stroking across my chest. I listen to your soft breathing as you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Your breathing begins to slow a little and grow quieter. Mine does too. We're both still fully dressed, but we don't care. We know that we are mentally exhausted from all the flirting we've been doing tonight and just recalling each other's stories and learning about each other and getting to know one another. And Jessica, you are a wonderful woman. And slowly, we both just fall asleep. It's incredible. We've known each other only for a few hours, but yet here we are, being intimate, falling asleep in each other's arms, cradling each other. Unconsciously stroking each other's body just in the middle of the night. And it feels like no time has passed at all before the sunlight is streaming in through the window. And we wake. We open our eyes and the first thing we see is each other. Jessica, I begin to say. But again, you shush me. You put your finger over my lips. You sit up. And you slide the zipper down your dress. You begin to take out the buttons of my shirt. First the top one, then lower, and lower, and lower. I want you, Josh, you say. And I'm scared. I'm nervous and I'm blushing. Yes, Jessica, I reply. Be gentle with me, you say. And I am. I will be, Jessica. It's gonna be wonderful. So you slowly strip down and can't move. I just want to take my clothes off and I want to ravish you, but I'm just completely transfixed by you. We've been building up to this all night. Slowly you begin to just drop that red dress to the floor and it just sinks to the ground in a puddle of material. It is so incredible just watching you. And you get a little bit shy again. You drop your eyes down, and that little bit of hair covers your face again. And at that moment, that's my cue. When I move forward, and kneeling on the edge of the bed, with you standing on the floor, I pull you close to my body again. And I push that little bit of hair behind your ear again. And I kiss you. You've opened up the buttons on my shirt and my stomach and chest are bare now. And I can feel the warmth of your skin against mine. And it's like a furnace. Our bodies are on fire. And as we kiss each other, just the passion and the heat and the intensity just begins to rise. And we want each other so bad. I help you to sit down on the edge of the bed and I just lower you gently down. I want to take you so bad. My body wants you desperately, but I know that I've got to take it gentle. I know I've got to take it slow, but my body's just aching for you. Oh, Jessica, please. And you're running your hands through my hair. And you're pulling my mouth towards you. But I'm not kissing your lips this time. Oh, I'm kissing your neck. I'm nibbling with my lips, just gently savouring the taste of your skin. And I'm leaning over you and trying not to put too much weight on you, but you want it. We both know exactly what's going to happen. And you want to feel the weight of my body pressing down on you. Oh, Jessica. Mm. maneuver into the centre of the bed. Limbs splayed out as far as we can reach. And I begin to rest more weight on you. And a slow moan just escapes from your lips. God, Jessica. Looking into my eyes, you reach up to the white collar and you begin to peel it down my back and off my arms. So as you can expose my bare torso to your eyes just raking over my body. Just lusting after me. You can see the benefit of that rock climbing and of that gym just really coming out now. As you can see my pecs and my flat stomach and that little teasing trail of hair that just travels down from my belly button down below. And you want to take them off. You've been dreaming all night about what it's going to be like being with me, laying with me. And slowly you rake your fingernails up my back. Oh, just in that dip in my lower back, in my lumbar region. Oh, and it makes me arch my back slightly. You don't realise, but it's the one thing that just gets me going. And as you do it, oh, I inhale slightly and gasp. And I try to say your name, but my breath just catches in my throat, and you have such a skill at doing that, Jessica. Jessica. And your front clasping bra. I want to take it off. I want to expose your body to me. I look into your eyes, pleading for approval, wordlessly. A small, wry smile just appears at the edge of your lips. And I know that I have your permission. And with a deft flick of my fingertips, I reach up. And I slowly begin to smooth the cups of your bra away. Just spreading my hands over your soft, warm, supple breasts. Sliding over the soft curves. Feeling the hard nipples just pressing into the palms of my hands. And you're moaning. You feel just the hotness and the warmth of my hands on your breasts. Oh, Josh, you moan out. It feels glorious, doesn't it? And I kiss you again. I kiss you on the mouth, and I just can't stop. I want you so bad, Jessica. And you're desperately trying to work my belt off, but fingertips are fumbling, and you find it hard to unclasp the buckle. I laugh. It's my turn this time. You're so nervous. You can't remember how long it's been since you felt the touch of a man on your body. But you know that it feels right this time. You know that you want it. You know that you want me inside of you. I help you to unclasp the buckle. The button comes out. And slowly, you work the zipper down. Pulling my jeans down. And slowly sliding the material down over my hips. You look into my eyes. You're scared to see. You're scared to see what I have. And I kick the material off my legs. And all that's left between me and you is that soft, lacy underwear. And I reach down. Oh my goodness. I lift your legs up, pointing them straight up, your toes pointing up at the ceiling. And I begin to slide your underwear over your hips. And slowly up your thighs. Oh. Your underwear catches slightly in between your legs. And with a soft flick, it eventually escapes. And I pull it off down your calves, over your ankles and your feet. You so bad. And I take your underwear and I bring it to my nose, just inhaling this soft, feminine, womanly smell. Oh, that gorgeous scent of you just being inhaled, filling my nostrils. I knew I wanted you before, but oh, it's just intoxicating. And we look into each other's eyes. We don't even want to look at each other's bodies. It's not necessary. All that we've shared for the whole night and the whole evening, this whole morning, it's more than enough. It's more than enough to make us realize that we just want to sate each other's bodies. We want to slake each other's lust. You reach down between us, grabbing me in your hand. Sliding me against your entrance. Our hips begin to meet. Oh, you feel perfect. and slowly just pull me into you. Over and over. Oh, Jessica. Oh, Jessica.
Mm.
My eyes are just staring into yours. Oh, and I can just see these flecks of light just sparking across your irises. The colour just changing as your emotion fills and builds in you. Oh, you feel just this welling up of emotion in you. It's just our bodies are moving in sync. The synergy between us is just indescribable. Our breaths in syncopation, and we inhale and exhale. Just tasting the sweetness of each other's breath. The lingering flowers of the wine being a hairy scent. The endorphins just racing around our bodies. Oh, as we move. Oh, as our hips just grind into one of each other's. We don't want this to end. Oh, but it can't go on forever. So deeply. Oh, and I feel your tongue just snaking into my mouth. Oh, and I can't help but reciprocate. Oh, our muscles are tense. You're wrapping your arms around me, clenching in my body, your legs around my hips, your heels digging into me, pulling me deeper into you, deeper inside of your body. Oh, Jessica, Jessica, please, please, you're begging me to. I need you. And we're moving faster and faster. Please, please, Jessica. Oh, Jessica, kiss me. And we kiss. Oh, a kiss. Jessica, Jess, Jess.
symptoms that are racking my body. I can't do anything else. The aftershocks just pulse through our bodies. My hands and feet are going numb. Just with the intensity. I just want to feel the warm comfort of my body against yours. We can feel our bodies are sated for now. And it is amazing. The aftershocks are just simply glorious. Yes. Jessica. I look over at you and I smile. And you give me that shy, coy smile again. Which is just maddening and intoxicating and wonderful. I lean down and I pull the quilt up over us. The warm sweat just being dried away by the feeling of the warm, soft quilt over our bodies. Even though we've just awoken, we need to sleep again. Feel the warm, glorious embrace of sleep. The tiredness washes over us both. Our bodies softly coming down. Gentle fingertips. Soft caresses. And beautiful moans. The soft breathing, rhythmic, calming, wonderful. With my last ounce of energy, before I succumb to the unconsciousness, I lean over and I kiss you on the forehead one last time. I fall asleep, only moments behind you. orgasm was just unbelievable. Feeling like your body was reacting around mine. And it was amazing. We still have a while to go, you know. But we need a rest for now. And then, once our bodies are rested, then we can go again. You're amazing, Jessica. You're simply just amazing.